brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're back live. Coming up in the next segment, before Stuart Rose joins us with big breaking news, head of Oath Keepers, and we'll continue with your calls. I'm going to play Bernie Sanders, the socialist, from the Senate. And he does a lot of things I like. I think he means well. He's really a true believer. Like, he fought the banker bailouts and these wars and stuff. He's a true believer, a useful idiot. What is he, the socialist independent from Maine? And he gets up there and he goes, where? Vermont. That's right, Vermont. I've got so much going on, I flipped it in my mind. The socialist independent from Vermont. And he gets up there and covers all these letters and statements in Congress from 1935 debating the passage of Social Security as if it discredits everything. When in truth, if you know the facts, it doesn't discredit the Republicans that said it. How many years ago was that? 1935 to 2013? We're talking about close to 80 years here, ladies and gentlemen. And it is extremely, extremely frustrating to see the public gullibly going along with this. Because he's like, oh, Social Security will make us dependent. People won't like it. He goes, people love it. Actually, a lot of folks don't love it, but they don't know that they would have gotten double or triple the money with a guaranteed investment of 3%, 4%. Depending on the time period, even more. And so, yeah, they think it's great that they get the $600 check or whatever every month. I mean, it would be a $2,000 check, a $1,500 check. They just don't know. God help them. And he doesn't know. And he's up there, and it's just a portrait of ignorance. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Alex?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, before I start, I got a new name for Piers Morgan. Lord Ha-Ha, the turncoat British guy that went over to the Nazis and made propaganda broadcast for him. I think that name fits him to a T.
Oh, that's a good name for him. What was that guy's name again?
Lord Ha-Ha.
Lord Ha-Ha, yeah.
But anyway, getting on to the Obamacare, when I was growing up in the 1950s, nobody had health insurance because you didn't need it. The doctors had fair rates. The hospitals had fair rates. If you went in the hospital, you didn't get bankrupted. But the insurance company, like the mafia, with a protection racket, came in there and fixed things. So either buy our insurance plans or you get bankrupted. We break your financial leg.
And now, buy our insurance and get bankrupted. Don't buy it. Really get bankrupted.
Yeah, I mean, just to go to the emergency room for a visit almost cost you almost $2,000 just to walk in the door almost.
And if they find out you've got platinum insurance, folks, it's $300,000 for 3 days for a rattlesnake bite in Austin, Texas.
I was seeing where a guy got bit by a copperhead on Animal Planet, and it cost him like $30,000.
Yeah, and that's probably because he didn't have much money. No,
he didn't have insurance.
Look, the hospitals are criminal operations now. You go in, they've got a health department computer asking you questions. It's going right to the police. They're testing your blood for drugs. You know, your wife was at a party a month before, took a hit off a joint because she had a headache. They're going to take your baby. Nobody tells you. They are all predatory. Even if the nurse themselves isn't a criminal, the system is a criminal group. They just don't think they're criminals. The average Nazi in 1943 didn't think they were evil. The average Soviet in 1965 didn't think they were evil. The average communist in China doesn't think they're evil. These are dirtbags. And it's up to us to teach them who's who, who's boss, and what's going on. Bernie Sanders is coming up. And then, big breaking news. With Stuart Rose, Oath Keepers, and then your phone calls, and then Max Kaiser, and more phone calls. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we knew what Obamacare was going to do. We actually researched what they've done in other countries, the very same globalist offshore banks. It's another banker bailout. Two foreign banks that own our insurance companies, they're holding us hostage. In the 50s and 60s, healthcare was incredibly inexpensive. It was diversified. It was the best in the world. You could go in there. If you didn't have money, it was charity care. Insurance companies got involved as a mafia. Triple, quadruple charge you if you didn't have the insurance. Now they're going to triple charge you if you have the insurance, and they're going to charge you 10 times, literally, if you don't. This is foreign banks through insurance companies raping everyone. You notice the exchanges don't work today as promised. We told you that was coming. They promised it would work. They wouldn't even let anybody know how they would work. It was all secret. It's meant to wreck the economy and nationalize it. I want to get into this in your phone calls, and then Stuart Rhodes is coming up with big breaking news from Oath Keepers. But first, here's 4 minutes of Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont, the socialist independent, trying to discredit Republicans from their statements in 1935 after the passage of Social Security, saying it would domesticate us like in zoos and was a ripoff. He says, well, people love Social Security because they don't know any better. They don't know on average of the 3% guaranteed investment of the money you put into Social Security, you would get double on average back. Look it up. On a 6% return that isn't guaranteed, you'd get way more than doubled, triple, quadruple, depending on the time frame, how long it's in there. They know this, folks. It's the domestication. So, of course, something born in captivity, any animal or a human, doesn't know it. So here's Bernie Sanders. And listen to this. He thinks it's discrediting Republicans from 1935. This is actually showing them to be prophets. Here is the clip from the Senate yesterday afternoon.
Let me take you, Madam President, back to April of 1935, when Social Security was just passed. And let me quote what some of, turns out, Republicans had to say about Social Security at that time, on April 19th, 1935. Republican Congressman John Tabor said this about Social Security, and I quote, "Never in the history of the world has any measure been brought here so insidiously designed as to prevent business recovery, to enslave workers was his language, and to prevent any possibility of the employers providing work for the people." Well, you go out and you ask most working people in Hawaii and in Vermont whether Social Security is, quote unquote, enslaving them, I think they would not understand what you are talking about. Because, in fact, since its inception, Social Security has been enormously successful in reducing the poverty rate among seniors. But it's not only Congressman Tabor in 1935. Here's what Republican Congressman James Wadsworth told the American people. He said that Social Security, quote, opens the door and invites the entrance into the political field of a power so vast, so powerful, and to threaten the integrity of our institutions and to pull the pillars of the temple down upon the heads of our descendants. Whoa, end of quote. World is just about coming to an end in 1935 because they passed Social Security. Republican Senator Daniel Hastings in 1935 called Social Security un-American and told the American people that Social Security would, quote, end the progress of a great country and bring its people to the level of the average European, end of quote. Not quite sure what that means, but looks pretty scary. On May 6, 1935, former Republican President Herbert Hoover, former President of the United States, said this about Social Security, and I quote, "As a matter of economic security alone, we can find it in our jails. The slaves had it. Our people are not ready to be turned into a national zoo. Our citizens classified, labeled, and directed by a form of self-approved keepers." End of quote. That is a former president of the United States on Social Security. Madam President, it's not widely known. To be honest with you, I didn't know it. But in 1936, the Republicans campaigned to repeal Social Security. That year, the Republican nominee for president, Alf Landon, said that Social Security, quote, is unjust, unworkable, stupidly drafted, and wastefully financed, end quote. He called Social Security, quote, a fraud on the working man and a cruel hoax, and said we must repeal Social Security. The Republican Party is pledged to do this, end of quote. Alf Landon, Republican candidate for president. Well, turned out not quite to be the case. Turned out that Social Security will probably go down in history as maybe the most important and successful program ever passed by the United States Congress. Plays an enormous role in keeping seniors out of poverty.
All right.
Helps people with disabilities.
So there you go. Yeah, people are going to have a lot more disabilities eating GMO, drinking fluoride, and having all the aluminum dioxide sprayed out in the geoengineering that's going on. You know, under government-controlled care, under corporate-controlled care, our life expectancy's gone down. The neurological disorders, the cancer, the infant mortality rate's gone up again. This is a nightmare, this system we live under. And now they're going to wreck it for people that could pay for their insurance. And the insurance that everybody gets is going to be basically crud unless you can pay triple or quadruple and go to premium private clinics that have the money to jump through all the Obamacare hoops. Or who refuse Obamacare entirely, which this is going to move to try to block. This is a mafia takeover. It is 13,000 plus pages long with the bill and the writers. the amendments, and it's written to where they can change it as it goes, and they can sit there and tweak it. But it's so bad and meant to wreck the economy so fast that they've overdone it in their zealous lust to destroy this country. And they have absolutely let too many special interests in to where it won't even work. It's designed to bring down the system, but it's too good. It's going to bring it down too fast. And so, of course, the computers don't work. Of course, the exchanges don't work. Of course, other government computer systems don't work. Of course, because it wasn't meant to work. You're already there buying from the Big Ten insurance companies whose stock has doubled the last 3 years, who wrote this to make you buy their overpriced garbage. While the power structure maneuvers and works to go after everybody's basic liberties on every front, they're not just nationalizing healthcare to give the businesses select interests that run it. They're not just nationalizing the automobile manufacturers to ship it to China. They're taking everything over right now. They are funding, with all the fiat currency and the giant debt and the doubling of the national debt under Obama, armies of bureaucrats, hordes of agents to go out and eat out our substance, to quote the Declaration of Independence. And they are eating out our substance. The home inspections, the SWAT teams, the armed police, you know, the militarized police, the armored vehicles. Our forebears all went through this. They fled Europe and other areas to get away from it, came here, it started over again. We fought it off, it came back again, and it's worse than ever. And it's only going to intensify. We have Stuart Rhodes down the line. We're going to go to break and come back with him with breaking news. Some of the biggest news they've ever announced. It's coming up on InfoWars.com right now as we speak. Stuart's giving us this exclusive info. Very important organization. Only becomes more prominent in waking up the police and military about following their oath. So essential. And they've got a lot of intel for us. He's been out of pocket the last few weeks. I wanted to get him on a month ago about Homeland Security manuals, but also Department of Defense manuals, saying that the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's Army. I mean, if that isn't treason right there, if that doesn't show you how sick these people are, if that doesn't show you how out of control this whole system is, nothing does. It shows you they are occupiers. They are conscious occupiers, revolutionaries, that have come in with corporate global money that has financed this economic takeover, the beachhead of the Federal Reserve 1913, the Emergency Powers Act 1933 to nationalize and globalize the country, the federalization of the state police that were set up as federal agents of the reconstruction of the country as it was deemed in 1933, and then the expansion of the National Security Act, where the whole shadow mafia government, the opium trafficking government, could go underground and be above the law. And then just from there on out, the secret military programs under NASA, established by Eisenhower, that's another shadow government group, right through to DARPA and Google and Microsoft, all government combines, all globalist corporate government combines, to take control of the world economy. I mean, you've got to marvel at their forethought, their ingenuity, but also their cold-bloodedness. And they see us as an infestation on the earth, and it's their sacred duty to set up the control grid, hit us with soft-kill weapons so we don't know what's going to hit us next when they drop the full hammer on everybody. I know if you're a new listener, you're like, wow, what is this science fiction? Yeah, it's 2013. It's almost 2014. This is their plan. They write books about it. Again, I've got John P. Holdren's book. I've got a stack. I've got hundreds of books. Hundreds of books. With the White House science czar and others talking about how they put poison in the water to hurt us, to dumb us down, to make us more manageable. If you were a foreign occupying globalist group that got control of the federal government, what would you do? First thing you do, start poisoning the water to lower IQ and dumb people down. Then you destroy education. They now teach under Common Core for all first and second graders that 2 plus 2 equals 5. Now, if that isn't enemy brainwashing, what is? They want kids that are absolutely gibbering, drooling morons, a nation of special ed, forcing everyone into it. We are being given chemical and electrochemical biological, and, of course, through the television, programming, brainwashing, brain damaging. We're under military attack.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend, very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs.
Folks, you remember our article in the middle of last week up on Infowars.com?
It hide behind this.
It was by Kit Daniels dealing with Obamacare to hire groups like Acorn to come and get your personal information and basically sign you up for Obamacare and get your Social Security numbers and have access to government documents. Here's an article. Fraud firm gets okay to sign people up for Obamacare. SeedCo, a New York-based community development organization, was sued by the federal government for faking at least 1,400 of 6,500 job placements under a $22.2 million federally funded contract with the city. But it doesn't matter. Obama's hiring him to carry out enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. This is a mafia takeover. That is the New York Post up on DrudgeReport.com right now. And I'm going to have Kit Daniels flash back his article the last week where we predicted this. I don't remember the exact headline. I think it was Obamacare. There it is. Breaking. Door-to-door identity theft likely under Obamacare. Like the TSA, a new wave of bureaucrats will abuse their power, this time by stealing your identities. Boom. And now a group that actually is engaged in mass fraud with fake identities, raking in $22 million, according to the feds, if you can believe that, is being given it. And again, you got one part of the federal government trying to do their job, and the other part at the top being mafia. We're going to go to break because this is a short segment, long segment coming up with Stuart Rhodes for the rest of the hour, the head of Oath Keepers. They've just broken the news at oathkeepers.org. Oath Keepers is going operational by forming special civilization preservation teams. Great way to get people involved in waking up. Oath Keepers has been exploding. I hear about it everywhere. A lot of mainline libertarians and conservatives are now joining it and supporting it. The idea of keeping your oath against tyrants. I want to get into this in the next segment, Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer. Top of his class there at law school, was at Yale, and of course, good friend of mine. And he's also successfully fought cases for us when our reporters have been arrested, winning those cases in civil court. And he's just a great all-around guy. Retired out of the Army as a paratrooper after an accident. Went to college. He's a constitutional lawyer. Worked for Ron Paul. He joins us. We only got 4 or 5 minutes till we go to break here, Stuart. I want to get your take on Obamacare and how it's wrecking the economy. I mean, we told everybody, but this is the road to serfdom. Give us your take on it, and then we'll get into all the big breaking news after the break.
Well, sure. It's part of the subversion of the Founders Republic to remove options from the people and centralize power and control more and more of their lives. And we know where this goes historically. You do wind up with death panels in the end. That's the purpose of it. So, but it's also a distraction. I think it's important for people to start realizing that it's like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The dollar is doomed, and this is just in many ways another distraction to get you fighting over this while they do something else with the other hand. And something else is to prepare for the destruction of the republic. That's why DHS is spending billions of dollars on ammunition, but no food for relief when the economy collapses. And you should know the reason why, of course, is because they intend for you to be as weak and as dependent as possible.
That's right. And now we're learning the 7,000-plus giant armored vehicles they got this year alone are being deployed to local departments to battle the American people.
Right. They're prepositioning supplies. This is exactly what you would do if you're a military commander and had the luxury of doing so. You would preposition and cache supplies in your areas of operation across the country. You wouldn't have them in central locations. You'd have them dispersed. And that's what they're doing, along with federalizing and force multiplying through the local SWAT teams. And that's exactly why, within Oath Keepers, we feel it's time for us to do the same on the side of liberty, is to go into our communities and preposition supplies and force multiply by getting our local communities squared away, and in particular get the veterans to wake up and realize their responsibilities. And so we're going to lead by example.
Well, you certainly are, and there's no doubt we're moving towards the jump point. But we're not going to be hit flat-footed. We've been warning people, so our credibility is rocketing. How is the establishment going to deal with that?
Well, what they can do is try to maximize the unpreparedness of the American people so that even if we can say, well, see, we told you so, they're still overwhelmed during a crisis. That's why it's incredibly important for us to make sure we're focused on actual physical achievement in our local communities and being able to fill the vacuum. The more prepared we are, the less the cell is going to work, the less the manipulation.
That's right. We're not going to have to physically fight. We're going to fight to help people and be leaders.
Preferably.
Stay right there, Stuart. No, I mean, listen, helping your community, being involved, being a leader is 90% of it. If it goes physical, it means we failed. We'll be right back. And we're not going to turn our guns in, folks. Everybody knows that.
We're on. on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that me.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. I know folks are holding when I talk about Obamacare and its implementation. It is the shutdown of the economy. It is the nationalization of the economy by special interests that stand to gain from it. It's what they've done in third world countries over and over again. It's the globalists taking over our nation, now saying, oh, our dollar's down, our stock market's down. The communist Chinese that own our debt, they're angry. They say we better do what Obama says. This is how you capture America, is you economically take it over, and then you declare George Washington to be the enemy. And Stewart, about a month ago, or 3 weeks ago, it came out in Judicial Watch. We wrote a story about it that went all over the internet. And they said in the Army Manual, the Founding Fathers would not be welcome in today's military, and anybody that doesn't like total government is basically an enemy. And I see this waking the military up. You have 91% in a Reuters poll against the Syria war. You have people talking about false flag terror all over the news. I have people all over the place apologizing to me, like Geraldo Rivera, saying you're right about the NSA and all this other stuff. I'm seeing a giant awakening. I see that as very, very positive. And I understand you're right. They're gearing up for a big collapse. But I don't see them being able to pull it off if people are aware that they did it. And now they want to hold us hostage and say, you know, give us Obamacare, which they admit is a tax to foreign banks and insurance companies, or we'll gut the economy further. At a certain point, holding us hostage is not going to work anymore. Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers.
Well, certainly there's an awareness in the military. Recently, I was at an event, and I had a special warfare guy walk up to me, current serving, and tell me that at least half of his unit is awake and aware, not just of the constitutional issues, but also the economic issues, the Federal Reserve, the destruction of the dollar, you know, the big picture. And I asked him, what about the rank and file in the infantry? And he said, well, he figured at least around 30%. But I've heard from other special warfare guys, it's even higher, that about 75 or 80% of the guys in special forces, Marine Force Recon, Navy SEALs, et cetera, are awake and aware and paying attention. The problem, though, is even if that's true, they can still take advantage of a strategic weakness we have. The American people have no food reserves. We have no strategic grain reserves any longer. So if they crash the economy, there will be mass starvation and mass, you know, dependency upon the government. And this manipulation of that emergency, like a nationwide Katrina, is what I worry about the most. And as we said in the article we posted today, you know, over a year ago, we war gamed this and figured this is the best thing they can do. They certainly are losing time. We are waking up. But what the one trump card they have left is to intentionally collapse the economy and cause that kind of fear and anger that comes in an economic
collapse. And by the way, that's what Soviets and communists, these are bankers using that model. They finance it in China and Russia, so it's the same group. This is what they use to bring down Romania, Ukraine, Poland, right. It's what Mao used to wipe out 80-plus million people over a decade. They've got a game plan, and it looks like they're planning to use it here.
Right. Consider it an economic neutron bomb. It would kill people as much as an EMP strike would do the same thing. We used to have 3 years of grain reserved for our people during the Cold War because we knew that in the wake of a nuclear exchange, it could take 3 years to grow crops again. When economic collapse can be as catastrophic by interrupting the delivery of food systems, and now in an urbanized society that does not have its own capacity to grow food, you would have the same result as if you had an EMP or a nuclear strike. You would have millions of Americans starving to death. They could just sit back and wait 2 or 3 months and then ride in like the cavalry, bringing in, you know, UN peacekeepers, by the way, which is where the UN treaty would really be operational. And then they would say, well, the reason why we couldn't get food here fast enough is because of those extremists over there who were ambushing the checkpoints and disrupting the delivery, trying to take advantage of the collapse. And they would blame it on the Patriot movement. So it'd be a double whammy. And to that, you can add, Brandon Smith, one of our writers, had a recent insight, is that, look, they could just take the war with Syria and use that as their excuse. They could have the U.S. invade Syria and in reprisal have China and Russia dump the dollar and demand only the use of the yuan or the Russian currency instead of the dollar and cause a worldwide run on the dollar and dumping the dollar and destroy the dollar. And then the bad guys would blame the Chinese rather than the bankers who are really at fault. They can say, oh, look, this is warfare. And if you disagree with our reaction to this and the emergency measures that are necessary, then you're aiding the enemy. And so it could be a compound situation of during a war, letting the collapse be blamed on the enemy, and then taking advantage domestically of the hysteria and the anxiety of the American people to go and round up dissidents. This is what we're concerned about. And so the way to counter that is to make sure that we provide for our own local security and we provide for our own strategic food reserve in our community. You cannot store food only for you. You must store it for your neighbors as well. It has to be done.
And they make fun of us when we say have firearms, have food, have water filters, know how to use them. The establishment is on record, underground bases, giant hordes of food, hordes of weapons, And then Homeland Security orders $2 million worth of paper targets. Ladies and gentlemen, that's enough to train an army on, of women in nightgowns, old ladies in shower curtain robes, little kids, five-year-olds. And it says no hesitation. And then all their manuals say air training for war. And their enemy is George Washington. I mean, this is absurdist. Imagine if they made a movie 50 years ago where the government is teaching people the founders are bad and that gun owners are the enemy and that people that aren't collectivists are bad. I guess they made it in the 1980s. It's called Red Dawn. I mean, this is really what's happening here, and these people really mean business.
Well, it's like Patrick Henry said in his time when he looked at the amassing of troops and naval forces off the coast of the colonies. He said, you know, what are these preparations for? Is there any enemy in this quarter of the world to face Great Britain that would justify this accumulation of men and materials? He said, no, they're meant for us. They're meant for no other. There's you know, the arming of DHS and distributing armored vehicles throughout our communities, these fortified fusion centers, they're not meant for Al-Qaeda. That's not their concern. It's obviously us. But the question we have to answer is, what are we going to do about it? And what we decided to do with an Oath Keepers is have and direct all of our members, 30,000 members across the country, to go operational in a sense of forming teams of people within their own communities based on the Special Forces A-team model of having specialists in each field on a team who are there to then go and be a training cadre to force multiply, to establish neighborhood watches in every community, to wake up all the veterans organizations and encourage them to do the same, to form teams that are self-sufficient within their chapters who can operate in their local community to provide the stability.
And they'll try to demonize it like it's a militia, even though that's part of the right. Constitution, and every able-bodied male by law is part of the posse. That's the common law. But expanding on this, it's great to call them civilization preservation teams, because that hijacks the popular mean of preparedness, which they actually hijack from us because we're getting people ready, and then makes it more politically correct so that everybody can get ready and be all-inclusive, and it'll make it harder to infiltrate and radicalize, because they try to infiltrate us to radicalize us to then set us up.
Exactly. And the point is not to establish some small elite group that's exclusive. The point is to get everybody to replicate this. We would like to see squared away self-sufficient teams in every neighborhood. You should have a communications expert, a medical expert.
Well, that's been the InfoWars model in InfoWar with the truth, is to get everybody a citizen activist out there to establish A-teams in every area to then force multiply, and we've done that as well.
Exactly. Do it in your own neighborhood. I mean, you can use what we are doing as a template or a model, but then adapt it to your local area. And the main thing is that everybody in their own communities are squared away. Community is the most important thing. And having people, you know, prepare in advance and get together in advance for mutual aid and mutual defense is critical. And one other point is, if you're looking at the prospect of a crackdown on dissidents, what you don't want to do is be isolated, afraid to associate with each other, and waiting for the knock at the door in the middle of the night. As Solzhenitsyn said, that's the wrong way to go. What you want to do is organize like the founding fathers did. They organized as communities. Yes, they had a secret organization, the Sons of Liberty, but otherwise they organized very publicly in public militias and town hall meetings, and they did that as a group. And so they could not, when it came to trying to arrest John Adams, from Sam Adams and Hancock, they couldn't just worry about only them. They had to worry about the entire community rising up. And the advantage to that is that when you force them to bring in the Army and the Marine Corps, because they can't get away with it with their well-vetted snatch teams, because you're just too many of you organized, that forces them to take the gloves off all the way and try to use a standing military, which they don't control fully. We already know that at least
half. I was about to say, if we force them into that, then we're probably going to win. But I tell you, this is a very dangerous period. But look, we've totally got the jump on them. We laid out their entire battle plan decades ago. Patriots like Red Beckman and countless others. And then I've been doing it 18 years. You've been doing it for like a decade. I don't know what they're going to do, because everything we've said is now happening. And that's what I've been hearing. A couple of years ago, it was 30% of the military. Now it's 50%. And I run into the military on the street and they come over. They know what's going on. And I don't see how the globalists think they're going to pull this off.
Well, they must cause as much chaos as possible. That's what an economic collapse could do. As much desperation as possible. Look at Katrina. You had people who otherwise might not have followed those orders going along with it because they perceived it as a catastrophic emergency, which it was. And so they went along with things in those emergency circumstances. It's just human nature. The less prepared you are and the more desperate you are, the more likely your neighbors will clamor and beg for martial law, and they will turn you in. They'll turn their guns in for food. They'll turn you in for food. So we have to get, we have to correct that. Every guerrilla fighter in world history has known from Mao on down that the resistance has to provide the stability and security for the people. If they don't, the government will manipulate them. So you must remove the dependency. And the problem is our own government, as I said, is not preparing to feed us. It's only preparing to shoot us. And so we're going to have to fill the vacuum and provide that stability. So I encourage all of you to think about it in terms of a strategic necessity that you store food for your neighbors, even just beans and rice. Anything that you can do that's cheap is better than nothing so that they're not begging for martial law.
We've also got to prepare if they stage a false flag or whatever and say, arrest me, kill my, take out Stewart. Because if they really go for it, you'll see a bunch of people, Ron Paul have a stroke. You know, you'll hear about all these deaths going on. If that happens, everybody's got to get their print machines with their simple messages about the occupation out so that people understand. So suddenly they see everywhere what this really is. You've got to be the key info core out there, the French resistance, basically, to put the V's up everywhere so people understand what's really happening.
Yeah, definitely agreed on that. But I think the physical preparation in advance is more important than anything else at this point. We already have, like you said, a critical mass is starting to wake up, but there's still that physical weakness of not having food storage, not having fuel storage, not being organized for mutual aid and defense in our communities. We're all atomized and fragmented. How otherwise, that's why you can see somebody get raided in the middle of the night by a SWAT team, and the SWAT team's pretty confident. The only guy they got to worry about is that guy in his underwear at 3 o'clock in the morning inside the house. They're not worried about the entire community because the community is not organized. They're all afraid to organize. That's the whole point of the NSA. And letting you know they're watching you is that you're afraid to organize. Well, I think the exact opposite is what you have to do. You must organize as a community. Make it so that
that's
everyone,
right, that's right. The great danger is in being in fear, then they win. If we charge out and are ready, they will fail. I mean, it's that simple.
Right. I mean, you can only get so many well-vetted and selected mercenaries who will do anything they're told. There's only so many of those in the world. In Russia, where everyone just sat in their houses hoping the knock on the door wouldn't come to them, they could use the secret police and go house to house one at a time. But if you organize as a community, that will not work because they'll be outnumbered. Like, for example, in Kalispell, Montana, where I live, the local VFW has 500 members in it. There's no way some snatch team from DHS could possibly come into that community if all 500 of them were organized and ready to defend the people. It couldn't be done. They'd have to pull out the National Guard at least, or the U.S. Army. So that's what you want them to do. You want to force them to not be able to just use secret police, which they can always have. You want to force them to try to use the standing military, and that's when they'll lose.
Well, the word I get just across the grapevine is when they start giving orders for guns or to round up Patriot leaders, pull a false flag, whoever gives those orders is going to be in deep trouble.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, that's not me saying that. That's everybody's that default position is America knows there's a takeover. We know we're the Americans fighting a globalist takeover. We are the resistance. It's on. They're shutting the whole country down right now, and I think, and they're scanning all the airwaves, they're scanning the web, they know we're in a strong position, Stuart. I don't know if they're really going to try to execute this. I think they may back off. When you've got Bob Woodward saying that this is the fault of Obama, and all these generals turning against him, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman saying, no, you're not going to hit Syria, I think there's already been a partial soft counter coup within the power structure.
Well, actually, and that's one of the more dangerous things is that this could be a manipulation where they present you with a false choice between submitting to Obama and his handlers, and on the other side saying, well, you know, the only answer to that is a military coup. A military coup would be disastrous.
No, we're not calling for a military coup. I understand. I'm saying it's more of a stand down, a good stand down in the military refusing to do this thing with Al-Qaeda to Syria. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's a good thing that Dempsey went and said, no, you're not going to do this.
No, I agree, but what I'm saying is folks need to be aware that there's also the possibility of a sleight of hand where they build up the military as a solution and say, oh, a military coup is the only choice. And I've heard this increasingly from some elements in the right, and I'm just saying guard against that. The answer is not for the military to step in and take over the country. That'd be the end of our republic as
no,
well.
No, I don't want that either, but if And I don't think they want to go with that bait and switch, though, Stuart. And I don't think the most of the military people I've seen would not even want to be in control of something like that. I'm saying the FBI, the federal marshals, the Secret Service, and I'm not romanticizing those institutions, they more and more have been dragging their feet implementing tyranny. They've been leaking stuff. The military is just like wildfire waking up right now. And I'm saying that itself, just people not following illegal orders, is more and more basically blocking the globalist.
Yeah, it's a good sign. But like I said, what they could then do is go with their nuclear option, their economic neutron bomb, crash the economy and sit back and wait for it all to implode, wait for Americans to be killing each other for food, and then they can come in like the cavalry. So that is still an option for them. This is what I worry about the most.
Oh, no, I think you're right. As you said last year on the show and as you're saying now and as you have in the paper that breaks it all down with a great analysis at Infowars.com and Oathkeepers.org, breaking right now. I'm going to send this out on Twitter during the next break. Get my iPhone and it's out there syncing and send that out. You're absolutely right. But I mean, just in my gut, not just intellectually, I feel maximum, not even tension now. I don't even have anxiety now. It's like the war's already started. Kind of like Patrick Henry said, has the war already begun, Stuart Rhodes?
I think the Cold War has certainly begun long ago, and we're now shaping the future battle space. Absolutely.
That's right. We'll be right back with more with Stuart Rhodes, then your phone calls, then Max Keiser, 20 minutes into the next hour. Stay with us. Infowars.com has the exclusive Oath Keepers is going operational by forming special civilization preservation teams.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making supernatural silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how supernatural silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
sounds wild, but you see the preparations. It's all admitted. This has happened everywhere else in the world where the tyrants have been able to take over. And it's happened over and over again throughout history. And they're doing the same thing again here in America. Here's the current issue of InfoWars magazine. You can buy in bulk at cost to get out to friends and family. It has two different Halloween masks. You can go out and deprogram the public. One is a skull, says Obamacare. That's the cover, turned into a Halloween mask. On the back, Prozac the Killer Clown. Remember, kids, there's nothing better than mass murder pills. And inside, we, again, amongst other things, expanded the article by Don Salazar that I was talking about. DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers will not be welcome in today's military. This is the kind of stuff that's in here. You need to give this as a gift subscription to your local police department. You need to buy them in bulk at cost and hand them out to friends and family, because that's my end of this, is trying to warn people about the takeover. And now people are ready and really ready to understand that this is real. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's also key to have proper supplements and things. And this isn't just something for your medicine cabinet in emergency. It's great for overall thyroid health, you name it. It is the nascent atomic iodine. InfoWarsLife.com. You can get these in groups of one up to 10 packs. Just an amazing product, InfoWarsLife.com. It's almost sold out, but we'll have more in next week. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Stuart Rhodes of OathKeepers.org, I appreciate you and your leadership fighting this tyranny. And we're not being sensational. This is what we really face. But when we come up against something this over the top, it's hard for even us, I know, to admit to ourselves that we're really dealing with a tyranny of this magnitude. But in closing, folks, I guess, can go to oathkeepers.org and see the details on how in their area to set up these civilization preservation teams for the collapse that the collectivists are bringing in, that they always bring in to domesticate and break a country through economic siege. This is siege of the whole nation. We're under globalist siege. The District of Mordor. Mordor on the Potomac is running it. And it's now time to really admit how much trouble we're in and start making real preparations.
Right, but it should not come from fear. It should come from, as you said a moment ago, have the, you know, the peace and the calm of knowing this is where you are in history, just to just deal with it. You know, embrace the suck and do what you have to do. But I think it's most important to focus on love of your family, love of your children, your country. So look at it like that. This is you doing what's right because it's right, and letting go of fear, and they want you to be afraid and cower inside your house and be afraid to associate. Be an American. Stand up, step outside your door, get to know your neighbors, and give them the middle finger.
They're the globalists. They're the ones openly demonizing the founders and guns and family. They're on MSNBC saying the family's, you know, going to be taken over by the government. They're obviously out of control, evil people. And why should we cower to them? We should stand up and use their own evil against them. They're so arrogant. Stay there. I want to do five more minutes with you, Stuart, and then I'll let you go. I know you're a busy guy. We're going to come back with calls in that next segment after that for everybody that's patiently holding. It's just that I start marveling, Stuart, at how openly, classically authoritarian they are. They call us the homeland when translated from German, that's Reichland. Or, I mean, it's incredible. They had Reich security, homeland security. Just everything they do, the black uniforms, the intimidation. It's just, these people are scum.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.